This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to cut property taxes. Supporters have gathered enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. As it was written, the measure would have made a 9% cut to the assessment rate on all types of properties, but state lawmakers passed a bill last session meant to its impact by changing the categories for types of property. The Colorado State Fair begins today in Pueblo. Here's KRCC Shauna Lewis.
A full slate of activities are on tap after the pandemic mostly shut things down last year. Along with the livestock shows and food vendors, there are events and exhibits showcasing Colorado's agriculture, arts, tourism, and more. New this year is a rodeo event honoring the late Avondale stock contractor Harry Vold, known as the Duke of the Chutes. 36 saddle bronc riders will compete for $10,000. In a normal year, the fair attracts some 400,000 or 500,000 people. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The mayor of Pueblo, Nick Gratisar, will be one of 34 local officials chosen to advise the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Gratisar will join other leaders from across the country to serve on the Local Government Advisory Committee, which the EPA formed in 1993 to offer guidance on local environmental issues. 150 people were nominated for the committee, and Gratisar is the only new representative from Colorado. In Pueblo this morning, it's 71 degrees, Colorado Springs 66, in Denver 62. Front range highs will be close to 90 this afternoon and again tomorrow. This is CPR News.